This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, ways of strengthening taqwa. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the ways of strengthening taqwa in the Islamic lifestyle. One of the ways of strengthening the taqwa is to worship God. And we know that in the Quran, there are many verses in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, for example, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumus siyam, for example. And at the end, it is la'allakum tattaqoon. We need to perform the fasting, we need to observe fasting so that we get to the taqwa. In the other verses, Allah has said, Ya ayyuhal nas, O the mankind, u'budu rabbakum. You need to worship your Lord so that you get the taqwa. So basically, this worshiping, either it's in the form of worshiping the daily prayers, in the form of believing that the creator of the mankind, the universe, is one. If it is in the form of, for example, fasting in the month of Ramadan, which is a kind of worshiping. For example, if it is in the form of giving charity or alms, which is zakat, performing the hajj. Maybe we are struggling with the nafs, which is jihad bin nafs, or doing a jihad, which is struggling in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any kind of prayer that we are performing, any kind of rituals, Islamic rituals that we are doing, and above all, the intention is qurbatan ilallah. We do this in order to get the nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qurbatan means nearness, ilallah, towards Allah. So if we are doing this in order to gain the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously it will be written as the worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَأَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Maybe you all reach to the level of taqwa. Maybe you all become God-weary. Maybe you all are God-weary. Therefore, in order to have this taqwa, we need to pay attention towards the worshipping of God. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of ways of strengthening taqwa through worshipping God in the Islamic lifestyle. Now, we said that in the verses of the Quran, it is clear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to worship Him and so that we can get the taqwa. On the other hand, what does this worshipping mean? Because, you know, when we read the Quran, when we read the Islamic text, it is said, يُصَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. For example, whatever is in the earth, in the heavens or the earth, they all are manifesting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They all are doing tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what does it mean basically? And when it is said to that we need to worship God, what does this worshiping means? Because when I go out in the morning, I go for my own work. I'm working at a place. For example, I'm struggling in order to earn something, or maybe I am a builder, building house or anything, an architect, for example. I am a manager at a place. I am a sales associate at a place. So we are doing different works, like doctors or nurses, they're working in the medical field. The engineers are working in their own field. And those who are related to the universities, they're working in the educational field. So what does it mean? Like when we say we need to worship, and then in the Surah Al-Hamd, we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, only you we worship. The idea is basically that if we do all of that, if we do our own things, even eating, drinking, talking to my family members, playing a game, for example, watching something on the TV with my family, spending some time. If all of that, if I perform it for the sake of nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I do this in line with the teachings and I'm not performing any haram and I'm observing the halal means, and through halal means I'm doing all this, All of this will be written as worshiping God, because Allah has said, avoid the haram, and you need to strive for the halal. Therefore, anything that I've performed, if it is in accordance to the Islamic teachings, it will be written as worshiping God, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.